Well, I can't tell you the amount of times that I've sat at a static collection point for the Red Shield appeal or at Christmas time and had someone come to me, hand me a note or some coins and tell me a story of transformation, of how the Salvation Army met them in their time of need. Just last Christmas, I had a mum hand me a $50 note and tell me how the Salvation Army had helped her just 5 years before flee a situation of domestic violence, how she'd come at Christmas time with absolutely nothing to give her children, and the Salvation Army was there. The Salvation Army gave her toys, a voucher, some food, and most of all, brought hope. I've had people tell me how the Salvation Army helped them as a struggling student, or how the Salvation Army supported them with free counselling, showed them how to get out of debt. People give to us because they know that we are in the business of bringing hope. You know, the slogan for a few years for our Red Shield appeal has been that we are about bringing hope where it's needed most. And while I absolutely believe that we are called to serve the marginalised and the oppressed, those who are truly in need, I want to suggest to us today that we need to be people who are in the business of bringing hope to all, no matter where, because any place, any person without hope is a person that needs to find that hope. Last week, we began this new series called To the Ends of the Earth, and it takes us on a journey through the book of Acts where Jesus leaves his disciples with these words. He says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Last week, David reminded us of the power of the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost. This Spirit that was sent to guide us, to empower us, and then to deploy us. Because this message, this good news that we've been given, the hope that we've received through the salvation of Jesus Christ, was meant to be shared. It's too good, it's too important to keep to ourselves. And we're called, just as Jesus was calling his disciples, to carry this message of hope to the ends of the earth. Everyone who volunteers here during the week at our Connect site or has been part of our toy and food distribution at Christmas time will know that there are just so many people in our community here in Parramatta who have very little hope. And this weekend, as we're out collecting and talking to people, hearing stories, we get to be part of giving hope to the many Australians that walk through our doors each and every day. But you know, that's not where it ends. Many of you work or go to school or live in places where people are just as desperate to find hope. People that are weighed down by relationships, by expectations, by their finances. They might not experience hardship in the way that many of our campaigns around the Red Shield appeal pitch it. But we know that there are so many people in our world that are in desperate need of the transforming love of Jesus. There are so many people in our world without the hope that we know. And I don't know about you, but I want to have that same passion and desire that I read about in the early church here in Acts. I want to be part of sparking that hope in others. You know, I've heard stories of hope through those who have received help from the funds that are raised from our Red Shield appeal. But I've also seen transformation in the lives of people that give to our Red Shield appeal. People who are just as desperate to find hope. I've seen the journey of someone who picked up a flyer just like this one. Many of you have been handing them out this week on our collection points, information about our church. And I know someone who picked up a flyer just like this, who was just as desperate to find hope. And they came to church, they met Jesus, they found community and transformation and belonging. I want to ask you today, what do you have at your disposal to help spark hope? Maybe it's just a smile, a conversation as you interact with people over this weekend. Maybe it is handing out a flyer, having a conversation about church and faith. So this weekend, as you're out collecting, as you sit at a static point, as you hang out with your family and friends, as you walk and run and play, be a hope bringer. With the power of the Holy Spirit, be a witness. Perhaps today it's not to the ends of the earth, but to the ends of Baulkham Hills, to the ends of Parramatta, to the ends of North Mead. Let's be people who want to bring hope to all. And may our prayer be that everyone in our community gets to experience the hope that we experience through the transforming love of Jesus.